감사합니다. 아이고, 우리 홀리고. At the same time, they are conscious about their own master exclusively, faithfully. Otherwise, the parabhame deve phele. I shall discharge the meanest service of our master Krishna, but I won't have any attraction for the higher service in Vaikuntha, Narayana, never. The meanest service of my Lord. But not highest position, service, in serving even Krishna as Narayana there in Vaikuntha. No, that is not my inner tendency. What can I do? If I see Narayana, I shall bow down to him. Oh Lord, you are master of everything. You please grant that I may have my liking towards my Lord Krishna, and be a servant or maid servant there. I want this boon. Pray for this boon to you, my Lord, your Master. You can do everything that way. And my heart's inner hankering will be here in the meanest service. Gaudhari, 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 Gaudhari. Gaudhari, Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Nidai, Dayal, Nidai, Dayal, Nidai. Dayal, Nidai, Dayal, Nidai. Nidai, Dayal. Nidai, Nidai, Nidai. Nidai, Dayal. What's the time now?
9.
Vakkananda Maharaj has not come?
Yes. I beg and pardon. Yesterday we had a very happy program.
Yes, I heard Prabhu Govinda Maharaj repeated to me that we did never take prasadam so much in my whole life. I can remember so many feasts he told, one in Sakhi Babu, another in the area, but this surpasses all. That I have taken so much that 4 days I have not to take anything. Very right, sir. Announcing and announcing. Yes, sir. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I The local people have also given some prasadam
yes.
there?
Yes.
That Vasudev came?
No, he's a little... He's a little...
A little?
Entangled.
Oh, he could this. Not come.
No.
Then he's also not here. Paman Swami also. Joined the festival and made it more satisfactory.
Yeah,
he has added to the happiness of all the devotees. Whenever he came and met me, I at once sent him there. Go, the festival is going. Okay, go back. Run. There. Hari Krishna. Gold Hari. Gold Hari. It's all Gold Hari. Eight or nine of you spoke about Swami Maharaj there. Krishna. Prabhu is leaving today.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
What o'clock?
At 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock train. Movement was pre-planned by he and yourselves. It was originally your plan, but you do not tell us that.
At least common to a certain extent.
No.
No doubt. Common interest. Sincerely, we are of common interest, at least to me, of course. For that interest, I am living a life about 56 years here, and you are also like that. This interest, he moved heaven and earth for this interest. To live or to die, for such interest, that is our common capital. Krishna, 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 Gaur Hari. Jai Gaur Hari Go, Jai Gaur Hari Go. Jai Gaur Hari Go, Jai Gaur Hari. When some of his disciples interned him in a room for 3 days without any food perhaps.
So we hear.
He had to take the risk. Imprisonment for unknown time. He had to undergo more bold and aggressive. I am always there in the back, not in the front. He was there in the center of the front.
Sudhir Goswami Maharaj, you have one photograph of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and many disciples. And we find your divine grace in the back.
Back?
Yes.
Oh, in Madras.
Yeah.
Standing in Madras.
Yeah. Yeah. That photo.
With shaved head.
Yes.
I remember.
And looking very strong, Robert.
Health was
yes.
Good health.
Very good health.
Very good health.
Very nice. He has given us that order to complete the order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Because in the beginning he asked your divine grace.
Expect it from me. I understood diplomacy, but I came in the mosque with a childlike simplicity. And the Prabhupada remarked one day, he is a Saral Brahmin, he is a Brahmin of very simple type. Then one member of a friendly type, he told me, do you hear what Prabhupada remarks about you? What is the remark? That Saral Brahmin, Boka Brahmin, you are a foolish Brahmin, he says. By simple Brahmin means foolish. You do not understand anything. Then after a long time, I asked himself, that is, am I that foolish Brahmin now, you think? No. You are not diplomatic. But I understand diplomacy, but I generally hate it. That is, I don't appreciate it, but I understand. But I have come to the devotees not to play diplomatically with them, but fullest simplicity I have come, with full openness, I have come to appreciate their movements, wholehearted to appreciate what is every point guarding with great attention, that what best there can be. With this attitude I came to study the Gaudiya Mod. So, the outward forms of Gaudiya Math were always eliminated from my vision. Only ontological side, that was my concern. I tried to study my best to ontological side of Gaudiya Math. As much as I could command, the whole attention was given towards ontological side, ignoring the formal aspect. That was my nature. so I could understand the lectures of Prabhupada, the old experienced and the veteran preachers also used to inquire from me after our Guru Maharaj delivered his lecture. What did Guru Maharaj told, Prabhupada told? I repeated again before them. He told this, 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 that, this. And they heard it attentively. Because I was all attentive to the ontological side. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Jaya. ধর্মপূজিত কই তব উত্তর পরম নির্মৎসলানাং শতাং দ্য ভেরি জিস্ট এলিমিনেটিং অল আনডিজারেবল থিংস ফ্রম দি ডিউটি কনসেপশন অফ আওয়ার ডিউটি অল এলিমিনেটেড এন্ড হোয়াট ইজ ডিউটি প্রপার What is our duty proper? That was to be distributed from Bhagavata. And to the particular section, who are they? Nirmatsaranam satam. Those that can ignore their ego to the fullest extent. Nirmatsar. No consideration of their ego. It's not selfish idea. Who are ready to die for the cause. It is only meant for that, then. Nirmatsaranam. Self-consideration fully eliminated. Fully forgetful of his own selfish acquisition. It is only meant for them. Completely uncontaminated truth, naked truth. I am going to distribute now in this scripture, in Bhagavatam, with this promise, preface, Vedavyasa began to write this book, Bhagavatam. And Jiva Goswami too, also he wants to go a step further. I Sapaturpita. They who have got not this qualification, he won't come to touch my book. I give some oath or what?
Curse.
Curse. They may not approach to touch my book. If they have got no such qualification, they won't come to touch my book, then they will be lost. In this way. Sapaturpita. They won't touch. Couldn't touch. They could not understand, they can't understand, and they will mutualize and they do disservice to the world in my name. And the Kaviraj Goswami told on the other hand, I bow down to the feet, those will be the readers of my book in future. From here I bow down to the feet dust of those that will have to come across to read this book. My readers, my future readers, hearers, I bow down to them. But at the same time you assert, if anyone cannot understand, this life is no life, his life is rather death. It's considered to be death. Janmiyase. He should have died immediately after he is born. He is coming across, coming in touch with Chaitanya Lila. If anyone cannot appreciate, it had been better immediately after his birth he should have died. Janmiyase kano nahi moilo. Such a great chance he missed. Such a great chance in his life he missed, that he should have died immediately after his birth. There is divine nectar and there is poisonous drain water. You are creature of the drain water and here is divine nectar. If you coming together, miss this chance, then what is the value of your life in this strong time? And at the same time, I am so mean, but Nityanandaprabhu's grace, took me to the high order that I can taste this sort of sweetness. It is not my credit, but this is the credit, whole credit to Nityananda, his grace. Whatever I have got, all this, it is from him. And I bow down to the future reader of my book and the hearer of this book also, from here. Sudha Vaishnavari going, namaskar. Hare Krishna Gauri. And Nityananda Chaitanya Bhagavatkar, Vrindavan Das Thakur, that is also, apparently, it is just the opposite. I appeal so much entreatingly, but still, if there is anyone who won't care to show his dignity or attention towards the leader of Sri Chaitanya Dev, I kick him on his head. That was his straight and proud person. Apparently it seems that it is just opposite to Vaishnava humility. But I heard for the first time from Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, that who had no alternative and to come towards Gaura consciousness or Krishna consciousness, Vrindavan Das Thakur had devised the way, opened the way for them, for the worst section. He has found a way out. What is that? That is because he has insulted them so much. So Gaur Nityananda will have to come to their relief to save them. Because their son has done something wrong to a person, the guardian will come to satisfy him. Oh, you have misdeed. You are wounded by my son in such a way. All right, I am compensating, giving something to you to compensate. Compensation will come to them for this bold action of Vrindavan Das Thakur from the higher guardian area. So he had, for whom there was no prospect, no way out, he has met some sort of, created some sort of way for them by dealing so rashly against their opponents. That I heard. Oh. How to see the action of the Vaishnava. Their anger, their curse, that is also helpful to the ordinary person, their curse also. It is mentioned there also in Narad threw cards amongst Nal Kubera. They go to the three species. Don't you can't remain in the human form, go to the space. Three section. Then when the party reaction, apprehension began to cry, calling at the feet of Narada, then it was sanctioned. Yes, he would be tree, but in Vrindavan. That ki tree nam ki? Krishna. Krishna will break you and you will come up again your former position. Nalkuver was Jamalarjun. He became Jamalarjun and he came to be a part of Krishna Leela. And when released from that curse, then in the touch of Krishna Leela they were turned into golden position. The curse of a Vaishnava, any connection of a Vaishnava cannot do any harm. Vaishnava Parad, it is not from this side to that, but from Vaishnava side any aggression. If any aggression comes from the Vaishnava side, then they are compensated by the Lord. In a very valuable way. But if any offense committed against Vaishnava and they do not care for it, he cannot get any release. Hare Krishna.
Our godbrother, Atreya Rishi Prabhu, he also wrote you one letter. I hope one day I will be blessed by you to chastise me.
He has written to you?
No, to yourself.
To me?
1 year ago. One day I hope you will chastise me.
Chastise you.
So he also wants your blessings.
Hare Krishna. He is not against me. Hare Krishna. He did not cast vote against me in the meeting?
No.
And even Swarup Damodar also did not cast his vote against me. I asked him.
You are beyond votes.
Hare Krishna. I do not think anything is against his calm. All the institute to preach the greatness, the nobility of Mahaprabhu, to speak, go against them, that is to commit suicide. So I can't do that. My interest is common, the glory of Mahaprabhu that will be spread and so many souls will come to have that eternal happy life. How can I go against that? But only if little misconception comes according to my conscience, I want to remove that for my own interest, spiritual interest. As far as much as I can understand, this is not the way, this is not the conception of the goal. Of my best sincerity, what can I understand, I say that. I think I am such. Otherwise I shall murder me. I shall commit to do anything to there is a yatakhyatin jatam katam shati. If you spite over your head, it will come on your head. Guru Hari Bol, Guru Hari Bol, Guru Hari Bol, Guru Hari Bol. If I am sincere, I must want that the teachings of Mahaprabhu will be spread abroad. And this ISKCON is doing that. It is an institution to that thing. So to have any envy about the principle of ISKCON, that will be suicidal to me. God forbids, I may not take anything of the type in me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai Gaur Hari, Gaur. Now we are to hear Pramana Swami, Akhyananda especially, he has stopped his journey to Bombay to look after him. We are getting our old friend within us, so sincere.
I was thinking this morning, Maharaj, that I have tried so many times to establish some loving relationship with my God brothers in East Coast, you know? And they have many times closed their door in my face, you know? And then I have come here and I find this loving welcome, embrace. I say, what the hell I have to go there anyway? What's the use? You were saying before that we want to be among brothers, no?
Hare Krishna.
So that is
the... Bats of the same feathers work together.
Yes.
Come among your stone friends. And your old and the best friend, Vidya Prakash Maharaj, is here.
My great enemy of the soul.
He's all you go. Revolt. We have come here because Vidya Prakash Maharaj had a phone with you.
Yes.
He called for you in a phone. And also, Maharaj received a letter from Ramanacharya Maharaj. Bhakti Raman.
Especially one of my good brothers you have never met. It's called Biravahu.
One, another god brother that you do not know, named Birabahu.
Birabahu.
He influenced him.
He's going to come sometime.
With his Birabahu, strong hand.
Yes, yes.
He has caught hold of you and thrown.
He sent me a letter. Saying that I think that now more than ever you will want my friendship. And when I read that, I decided I have to call him up.
Threatening in that way.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Krishna's diplomacy. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nidai Gaur Hari. Nahi kalyan krit kaschid durgati tatu. Sarol hai de gorad shikha bujhiya hai. It was just simple. Unprejudiced, open-minded, we will be able to appreciate the teachings of Sri Gauranga. Only simplicity is necessary. Independent of so many bad prejudices, simplicity, openness, sincerity, and the Gauranga will come to take possession of the throne in his heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur. So I close here today. At the evening, in the night when he was crucified, he washed the feet of his disciples, is it not?
Yes.
Feet of the disciples and also with the towels.
Dried
them. Our Guru Maharaj, wherever used to prostrate before him. Dasushmi, that was his answer. We saw for the first time that Guru is also anyone bowing down to him, he just returning in the same way. So much so, one day, when I did not enter the mat, I am coming, going, perhaps Janmashtami day or so, I found that wherever is passing through him, there he is, bowing down, and he also bowing down. I thought, that so many times that one gentleman has to bow down. One by one they are going and he, of course, is alone and he is giving back, bowing down everyone. Then he is so much tired. So at least I must give him relief. So I bowed down mentally and passed through him. And necessarily he did not bow down to me. I thought that at least I gave him some relief. That I told someone. I did not bow down to him. Why? One of the disciples was enraged. And for this purpose. That if I bow down, he will also bow down. And a man, how long he can go on serving? So many persons there. Only once they are doing, and he everyone, to everyone he is doing. So at least I thought, yeah, I must give him a relief. Then he was satisfied. So, service. Outwardly Guru received the reverence, but really he does service. His duty is that of service, to cleanse the undesirable things from the heart and to make it a dwelling place for Krishna and the cosmos, a sort of beauty. Guru is also his dasa, his servant of the disciple in the higher sense. In the higher sense, his duty is to cleanse, to clear away the ravishes, undesirability from the hearts of the of those that come to him, the brushing aside, that is the duty. So Jesus also showed that he is serving his disciples. Disciples meant not to be, not to get an eternal predominated property. A real guru, it does not look like that. That they are not living property, no. Servants or those not. His vision is like that. And entering a domain where everyone is to be respected by everyone. Just as here, the opposite. So one cannot stand without exploitation. And there, the opposite, one cannot stand without service, without dedication. We are going to enter, have entrance into that land. We must be fully conscious of the fact. To be serving units, to serve one and all. Whatever will emit from me, that is serving the, serving the. And of course there is adjustment, not all equal. All equal ultimately comes to nirvishesha. Non-differentiated, non-specified environment, all equal, sama, sarvesu bhutesu. Kintu, that is to pass through madhvaktim bhavati param. If you really want to get my another devotion, higher devotion, parabhakti, then you have to pass through this sama. I am the bigger, and then in Virajabham Maloka I am equal with all, and then I am a servant of all. There we have to enter. I am the servant, all my master. All my master, very, very difficult. Even the land over which I pass, that is also master. Inconceivable. Vrindavan, Golok Vaikuntha, every. So Puricharaka Vitta Vittasya Vitta Jimang Saraloka Natha. They utter this mantra to set them right. Yeah, I am servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. Uttering this mantra and thinking of the purpose, they will have to move over, to leave over, to walk over. Only for the service it is possible that I am given opportunity to walk over, which is my venerable thing. I am a servant of him. I am walking over his breast. It is impossible. So how much sankuch means care that we have to even move there.